Well, I tell you, I have an email here from some nut job from Grand Forks, North Dakota. Barry says, Senator Kerry was right. Most military people there for financial reasons. The truth may calm you down if you choose to accept it. See, I told you, this is what these people out there think. That people who join the Army do not have any patriotic, noble cause that they believe in bigger than themselves.
Yeah.
Just outrageous.
I'm going to try to track that email address and do something unpleasant to his cojones if he has any.
None. Holidays are coming up quick with important events to attend like company parties. You need to look your best, and that means having a bright smile. Well, Bright Smile is here to help. Bright Smile wants you to save money. Their amazing price of just $399.
I am an American, and
So am I.
And where are you from, sir?
I'm from Eastern Germany, actually.
Eastern Germany? But yes. I would take it that you're probably Muslim.
No, I don't. I'm independent. I do not subscribe.
You know, but why don't you say, why don't you just right now say Allah is a whore, and that'll prove it to me?
I would not say that because I'm not, who am I to say?
Say Allah is a whore. That'll prove to me you're not an Islamist.
I'm not in search of an Islamist. No, I do not believe in religion.
Okay, prove to me that you're not a Muslim. Say that you love eating pig.
Is this... actually, I do like to eat pork. I am a big fan of it.
Okay, that's great.
Okay, now we were talking earlier about bias coverage from the Chronicle when it comes to Republican politics. Here's a Rachel Gordon article, an analysis of the race between Richard Pombo and Jerry McInerney. They, of course, portrayed this race as tightening to the point where, you know, what was supposed to be a runaway race for Pombo is now tightened, and it looks like Jerry might be able to pull it off in the end. Well, guess what? No, it's not going to happen. And I don't know if you can see this, Lee, but look at the picture of Jerry Pombo, or of Richard Pombo in the Chronicle. It is shaded to the point where it looks like he's a black man. There is McInerney. He is looking as white as can be. Pombo looking very furtive and dark because of the way the photography is done. I think that's just shameful with what they've done here.
It's the San Francisco Chronicle. What do you expect?
Yeah, you're right.
Gordon, thanks for calling tonight on KSFO from Menlo Park. How are you?
Brian, I'm doing good. Here's the deal.
Yes.
12 noon on Sunday in Syria, all the mosques are full. Suddenly, 10 cruise missiles come out of nowhere and right down the front, right in the front door of all these mosques. Then at the same time, you've got 3 aircraft carriers parked nearby, and they start taking out all the Hamas training camps, all the Hezbollah meeting centers, and they literally turn Syria into a smoking, flaming cinder. And then we say, hey, look at Syria. We told you. We told you we didn't want your guys coming into Iraq, you know. And we literally go in there and put down a shock and awe on Syria that just leaves the whole world aghast.
And, Gordon, we should have done this very early on in the campaign in greater fashion, and I appreciate your thoughts tonight on KSFO.
Nancy Pelosi, winner of the 2003 Cesar Chavez Award from the United Farm Workers, only hires non-union workers and sells those grapes to non-union wineries. So we'll be fleshing out and providing much more detail on some of the illegal aliens who have been working for her over the years. She and her husband, Paul Pelosi, of course.
The mysterious Paul Pelosi.
Oh, well, there's nothing mysterious about it. I've been going over their finances, and oh, my goodness, they have corporation after corporation that have benefited enormously from Bush tax cuts. Imagine that.
Nancy, look out at me on the shipping list for some of those high-end wines.
Stop sucking up to that woman for crying out loud. We've got work to do.
Let's hear it for Nancy.
My eyes wide open,
dreaming, all right. She's dreaming of personally strangling Melanie Morgan.
Oh, we've got a bullseye painted on her big, wide, laughing eyes.
That is easy.
Eyes. I said eyes.
Yeah, well, that's the only thing about her that's big and white. Ovi, what's up on the roads, bridges, tunnels, and all that?
Senator Obama, who is, as you call, a Hafrican.
Hafrican, and again...
His father was his father was from Kenya. His mother's white. Okay, now I have nothing with nothing against mixed race people, but my point is, when this guy stands in front of a black audience, pretending like he was born and raised in the hood and he can identify with their problems, he doesn't allow. He is not, in my opinion. It's my opinion. It's your average white guy. he's not allowed to wear the African American badge because his family are not the descendants of slaves. Okay, he can't identify with the discrimination and the slavery and all of that that's gone into these black families for generations. He's a kid who was raised with a silver spoon in his mouth in a white family in Hawaii. Okay, you want to call me names for saying this? Go right ahead. I'm just telling you what the guy is.
And
you're not making this up. I mean,
I'm not making this up.
Documented, for goodness sake.
I get offended, and I know I have many black friends who get offended when he stands in front of that black audience talking like he's from the hood, born and raised, and can identify with all of their issues. He can't.
Well, guess what? It's working. It's working big time.
Sure, because the media loves it.
Yeah.
The old-time media,
And there are all kinds of people out there who are buzzing about him, and that's what's scaring good old Big Mama to death. Because
Big Mama. I love that.
She has to get going fast here.
Uh-huh.
She speeded up the time schedule of... You know, I really do believe that anybody who publishes classified information that results in, you know, treason, a charge of treason, should be just fried. Fry them. I don't care.
Trial, conviction,
conviction, death penalty.
And originally, I think you said they should be put in the gas chamber and rattle around in the gas chamber.
Yeah, the original question
posed
to me.
We like the old Sparky battle.
Well, yeah.
I'm kind of wondering, what do you think that would sound like, Obi? I don't know.
Well, this is a great old Sparky with the faulty wiring, and they'd set people down and take care of them, an old Sparky, and their hair would go up and everything. And,
yeah.
And
smoke.
There's jets, electrical jets coming out of their eyeballs. Yeah. And so we'd take Bill Keller and we'd put him in the electric chair after the trial. Fire it up. And then you'd get stuck here. And then he starts shouting stuff out like, "Bush Light, I'm fried!"
Hot Dog 560 KSFO.